Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The importance of zikr or divine remembrance is clearly evident in our tariqah from all the guidance of our imams. We constantly hear the farmans of Maulana Hazar Imam Nur Maulana Shah Karim Al-Husseini Salawatullahi Alayhi, in which he encourages us to remember, even if we have a split second, to remember Ya Allah, Ya Muhammad, Ya Ali, the names of any of our imams or the name of the present imam. To understand the significance of this farman about zikr, it would be good to look at sources in Islam and in the Ismaili Tariqah to appreciate more deeply the significance and the importance of zikrullah or divine remembrance. So let us first look at some Quranic ayats and try and understand the significance of divine remembrance. In Surah 13, ayah 28, God says, "Those who believe and whose hearts find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah, verily in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find satisfaction." It is very interesting here that the word which is used is satisfaction, itminan. Satisfaction is a very comprehensive word, and it is related also to the concept of peace, salam, in Islam. If you go to another ayat, Surah 29, ayat 45, God says, "Recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book, and establish the salat." The salat prevents from sins of every kind and from disbelief and wicked deeds. And the remembering of Allah is greater indeed. This phrase is worth repeating also in its Arabic, original Arabic. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar wala zikrullahi akbar. That salat prevents from sins, disbelief, and wicked deeds, but the remembrance of Allah is greater indeed. Then we have Surah 3, ayat 191, in which it is said, "Those who remember Allah standing, sitting, and lying down on their sides." In this particular ayat, we understand that these are the three positions which human beings have during their 24-hour cycle, daily cycle. Either human beings are sitting, or they are standing and walking around, or else they are lying down sleeping. And in every position, God encourages mu'mins, believers, to remember God. And it is very interesting that in the Ismaili Tariqah, when Pir Sadruddin went to do the da'wah of the Ismaili Tariqah in the Indian subcontinent, in one of his ginans, popular ginans, he actually gives the essence of this Quranic ayah 3191 in the ginan, where he says, "Utte bette rah chalante nama sahib ji ka lijiye." Whether you are awake, standing, or you are sitting, or you are walking on your way, whatever you are doing, in whatever condition you are, remember the name of your Lord. To continue this analysis of what the Holy Quran says, let us look at chapter 2, the Surah 2 of the Quran, ayats 151 and 152. Here, God says, We have sent among you a messenger of your own, reciting to you our ayats and purifying you and teaching you the book and the hikmah, the wisdom of the book, and teaching you that which you used not to know. Therefore, remember me, I will remember you, and be grateful to me, and never be ungrateful to me. So in this ayat, it is very clear that zikr of God is a two-way process. When a believer, a mu'min, remembers Allah, then instantly Allah also remembers his servant, the believer, the mu'min. And so this is a two-way communication, and this communication is very important for mu'min. If we now go to another ayat in which we get the same message, but in a negative way, if you like, in a contrary way, where in Surah 43, ayat 36, Allah says, "And whoever turns away from the remembrance of Rahman, of Allah, we appoint for him Shaitan to be his companion." And here we get the understanding that if somebody does not accept and put into practice the advice of the Quran that a mu'min should remember Allah standing, sitting, or lying on his or her side, then they are likely to be in the position where they will have assigned to them a shaitan, a devil, who will constantly insinuate and whisper into their hearts things which are contrary to the ethics of Islam. So in all, this gives us the understanding that not only do we keep in touch with the light of God, the origin of our soul through prayer, through remembrance of Allah, but that we also save ourselves from the waswasa, the whisperings, the insinuations of the devil, the shaitan. We have already made a reference to the Ginan of Pir Sadruddin about remembering God all the time. And there are many, many references in our Ginanic literature about this practice. For instance, Sayyida Imam Begum in her Ginan says, "Har dam zikr karna," which means, in every breath, remember your Lord, your Creator, remember God, remember the light of God. And in another Ginan, Pir says that the breath in which you do not remember God, it is as if during that particular breath, you were dead. And this particular concept is also very beautifully presented by the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a hadith, in a prophetic tradition, where he says that the person who remembers God constantly is like a green flourishing tree amidst dry or dead trees. We have similar references in other languages in the Ismaili literature. For instance, in the book Pir Pandiyate Jawan Mardi, which is a compilation of the farmans of Maulana Mustansir Billah, Salawatullahi Alayhi the Second, he wrote these farmans in Farsi, and then he sent the book giving it the status of a peer to the Jamaat in the Indian subcontinent. He says in one place, "Momin rabayat ki da'imu zikr bashad," which means that a mu'min is one who is constantly remembering God. He is a da'imu zikr. He remembers the light of God constantly. And when he remembers the light of God constantly, then he is protected from any of the evil things around him or any evil feelings, thoughts, words, or actions. To conclude this part, I want to quote two more things. One is a quotation from the memoirs of Maulana Sultan Muhammad Shah Salawatullahi Alayhi. In his book, which he wrote for the whole world, he says, and I quote, "Prayer is a daily necessity, a direct communication of the spark with the universal flame." It's a very concise quotation, but when you unravel it, it is full of wisdom. For instance, Mola Bapa uses the phrase, daily necessity. Prayer is a daily necessity. What things do we regard as necessities in our lives? We regard the oxygen we breathe, the water we drink, and the food which we eat as daily necessities. Our physical existence depends on these essentials, these necessities. In the same way, our spiritual existence depends on spiritual nourishment, and that is prayer. That is why he says it is a daily necessity. And not only is it a daily necessity, it is a direct communication between the spark and the universal flame. The spark which is in each one of us is our soul, and the origin of that soul is the universal flame. And this prayer is a instantaneous and a direct communication between the spark and its origin, the light of God. Maulana Hazar Imam, Nur Maulana Shah Karim al Husseini Hazar Imam, Salawatullahi Alayhi, in a farman once gave this formula for a successful and a healthy life. He said, with exercise for the body, prayer for the soul, and knowledge for the intellect, you will lead good, healthy, active, and successful lives. I am giving the gist of the farman. The three points are that just as we have physical exercise to keep our body fit, healthy, and active, in the same way, divine remembrance and prayer is a way, it's an exercise for our soul to remain healthy. And similarly, if we acquire knowledge, and knowledge, of course, encompasses both secular as well as religious knowledge, particularly hakikati knowledge, knowledge of the realities of our esoteric tariqah. This type of knowledge keeps our intellect healthy and fit. And when a human being has a healthy body, a healthy soul, and a healthy intellect, then, of course, they are maintaining that balance between deen and dunya, which is also a very often repeated farman of Nur Maulana Shah Karim al Husseini Hazar Imam. So I hope that this introduction has given us a deeper understanding of why Khudawand Maulana Hazar Imam so consistently and repeatedly emphasizes the importance of remembering God all the time, every time, wherever we are. And having given this context of the significance of remembering God, I will now pause here, and in my second recording, I am going to give the correct pronunciations of our tasbihs, their meanings, and then I will recite them so that there will be a recording of the tasbihs with correct pronunciation. Ya Ali Madad. Bismillahir Rahmani. There are 1.2 billion Muslims in the world today, which means that only a very small minority of them are the original Arab Muslims whose mother tongue is Arabic. For the rest of us, Arabic is not our mother tongue. Therefore, we have to take extra care and pay greater attention to the correct pronunciation of our prayers and tasbihs. We need to note, for instance, that in the Arabic language, all double consonants are pronounced. They must be pronounced. To give you an example, the name of our holy prophet, Muhammad, has double M in it. Therefore, it should be pronounced Muhammad. In the same way, most important word, Allah, has a double L. Therefore, we should pronounce it Allah. The word, another name of God, Rabb, has a double B. So that should be pronounced, especially in phrases like Ya Rabbal Alameen, and so on and so forth. All double consonants must be pronounced. The second point to note is that in the Arabic language, you may find the word Muhammad written in three different ways. For instance, it may appear as Muhammadin, Muhammadan, Muhammadun. And all these three are correct, but in their own grammatical contexts. To give you an example, in the first part of our dua, in the Surah Al-Fatiha, we have Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In the same part, in the second paragraph, we have the phrase Ya Rabbal Alameen. In the first example, it is Rabbil. In the second example, it is Rabbal. To give another example from our dua, our daily dua, we have in the first part the attribute of God, Maliki Yawmiddin. But in the third part of our dua, the phrase appears as Maliku Yawmiddin. So in the first example, it is Maliki. In the second example, it is Maliku. And this is very important to note and to pay extra attention to. I am now going to recite first in a normally each of the tasbihs, which I am going to later do a short zikr of. First, with the correct pronunciation and also translation, the correct translation as well. So we will start with the shorter tasbihs first. Ya Muhammad, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Muhammad. These are two very important names for us. Ya Muhammad represents the light of prophethood, and Ya Ali represents the light of imamat for us. And when this tasbih is recited in this way, which is what we do in the fifth part of our dua, it is then denoting, it is giving us the symbol of a circle. Ya Muhammad, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Muhammad. It completes a circle. And the circle is the best symbol of eternity, which means that the light of God, which is manifested in the prophets and imams, is an eternal light. It is an everlasting light, and that light is always present amongst human beings, either in the personality of a prophet during the time of prophets, and when the time of the prophets comes to an end, the cycles per the prophet end, then the manifest imam. Ya Ali Agis Ni. Please note that there is no vowel between Agis and Ni. It is mispronounced as Agisani. This is not correct. It should be Ya Ali Agis Ni, because the letters N-I at the end, Ni, refers to the first person pronoun I or me. So Ya Ali Agis Ni means, O Ali, listen to my supplication. Ya Ali Adrik Ni. This particular phrase is also in the second part of our dua. And once again, the same principle applies, that the Ni at the end is the first person pronoun, my, and Adrik means help, and Ya Ali Adrik Ni means, O Ali, come to my help. Now we will just look at the tasbih of Hazrat Bi Fatima alayha salam. Allahu Akbar. God is great. Subhanallah. Allah is free from all attributes. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Shukran lillah. Walhamdulillah. Please note that here two phrases are being joined together by the consonant wa. And in this case, the A of the definite article al drops and it becomes wal. Not wa al, nor not even wala, just a very short and concise wal. Shukran lillah wal hamdulillah. Gratitude is to Allah and praise is to Allah. Allahus Samad. God is absolute, independent, self-sufficient. Ya Wahhab. A reminder here that there are two H's in the middle of this name of God. So it is Ya Wahhab, O the one who bestows again and again. Ya Mazhar al-Ajaib, O the one who manifests divine wonders. Ya Mukallib al-Qulub, O the one who turns the hearts towards good. Al-Hayyul Qayyum, the living, the everlasting. Al-Aliyul Azim, the sublime, the great. These last four great names can also be recited in the following way. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Ali, Ya Azim. And we also have a tasbih where we add to these four names. So it would run as follows. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Ali, Ya Azim, Ya Sahibiz, Sahibaz Zaman, Ya Hazir Imam. Let me repeat that again because I hesitated. Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Ali, Ya Azim, Ya Sahib Az-Zaman, Ya Hazir Imam. This particular phrase, Ya Sahib Az-Zaman, is similar to the phrase in the fifth part of our dua where we say, Ya Imam Az-Zaman. Because when the tasmi is preceded by Ya or Ya, then the grammar is different and it becomes Sahibaz or Imamaz. Let us now look at some of the longer tasbihs. And we will take first and foremost the salawat. And in the salawat, we have actually three similarly sounding words, which is why it is very important for us to pronounce them correctly in order to give the correct meaning. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. In the salawat, the word Allah and Ali, if we are not careful, could all end up sounding the same. And yet they are three distinct words and they have three distinct meanings. Allah is of course God. Allah means upon or through or by means of, because all these prepositions in Arabic have many, many different meanings. And Ali means progeny or descendants. Now, there are two ways of reciting salawat. One of them is Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. In this particular recitation, I paused after the word Muhammadin. But if I do not pause after the word Muhammadin, I can run the next word into it, which is the little word wa, conjunction and in which case the N of Muhammadin will merge with the W of wa, and it would sound like Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. O Allah, send blessings through Muhammad and his progeny. This is the meaning of salawat in our tariqah, because we believe that God sent Prophet Muhammad as a mercy for all the alameen, for the worlds, the human beings. And this mercy of God in sending the Holy Prophet was to give us guidance, to be the source of divine guidance, and that this divine guidance did not stop with the Prophet, but that it continued in his progeny, the holy Imams from his Ahlul Bayt. So this is the meaning of salawat. O Allah, send blessings through Muhammad and his progeny. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. This tasbih is very famous in our faith because there's a hadith of the Holy Prophet in which he says that la hawla wa la is a treasure from amongst the treasures of paradise. Teach it to your children and save them from the whisperings of Shaitan. In this tasbih, there are 99 remedies. There are cures for 99 diseases. So I will repeat that again. And please note that in this tasbih, it is Aliyyil Azim, and it should not be confused with the ending of the Ayatul Kursi in the Holy Quran, which ends in Aliyyul Azim. So let me repeat this very important tasbih. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil Aliyyil Azim. There is no power and strength except by Allah, the High, the Great. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayhi. I seek forgiveness of Allah, who is my Lord, and I return unto Him. This tasbih consists of six words, and each of them should be pronounced distinctly. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayhi. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. This is the prayer of Hazrat Yunus from the Holy Quran, and it means, there is no God except you. You are free from all attributes. Indeed, I am from among the wrongdoers. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil wa ni'mal mawla wa ni'man nasir. Gufranaka rabbana wa ilaykal masir. This dua prayer is also in the Holy Quran, and it means, God is sufficient for us, the most excellent advocate, and the most excellent Lord, and the most excellent helper. O our Lord, we pray for forgiveness of our sins, and to you is our return. Nade Ali. Nade Aliyan Mazhar al-ajayibi tajidhu awnan laka finnawaibi kullu hammin wa ghammin sayanjali bi walayatika ya Ali, ya Ali, ya Ali. Invoke Ali, who is the manifestation of the divine wonders. You will find him helpful in all calamities. All sorrow and grief will be removed through your walayat, that is authority, love. O Ali, O Ali, O Ali. Let us now do a short zikr of each of these tasbihs with the help and grace and mercy of Mawla. And inshallah, we can then see how they sound even when we are reciting them with a little bit of a tune. But the tune should never dictate the pronunciation, because the pronunciation, the correct pronunciation, is important to convey the correct meanings. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Muhammad ya Ali ya Muhammad ya Muhammad ya Ali ya Ali ya Muhammad ya Muhammad ya Ali ya Ali ya Muhammad ya Muhammad ya Ali ya Ali ya Muhammad. Ya Muhammad, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, 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 Ya Muhammad. Ya Ali, Agisni, 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 Ya Ali, Adrikni, 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 Allahu Akbar, 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 Subhanallah, 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 Alhamdulillah, 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 Shukran lillah, Walhamdulillah, 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 Shukran lillah, Walhamdulillah. Allahus Samad, Allahus Samad, Allahus Samad, Allahus Samad, Allahus Samad, Allahus-Samad, 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 Ya Wahhab, 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 Ya Mazhar al-Ajaib, 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 Ya Mukallib al-Qulub, 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 Al-Hayyul Qayyum, 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 Al-Aliyyul Azim, 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 Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Ali, Ya Azim, Ya Sahib al-Zaman, Ya Hazir Imam, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Aliyu, Ya Azim, Ya Sahib al-Zaman, Ya Hazir Imam, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Ali, Ya Azim, Ya Sahib al-Zaman, Ya Hazir Imam, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Ali, Ya Azim, Ya Sahib al-Zaman, Ya Hazir Imam, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Ali, Ya Azim, Ya Sahib al-Zaman, Ya Hazir Imam, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Ali, Ya Azim, Ya Sahib al-Zaman, Ya Hazir Imam, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Ali, Ya Azim, Ya Sahib al-Zaman, Ya Hazir Imam, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Ali, Ya Azim, Ya Sahib Az-Zaman, Ya Hazir Imam, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Ali, Ya Azim, Ya Sahib Az-Zaman, Ya Hazir Imam, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Ali, Ya Azim, Ya Sahib Az-Zaman, Ya Hazir Imam, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Ali, Ya Azim, Ya Sahib Az-Zaman, Ya Hazir Imam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ahmad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ahmad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ahmad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. 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 La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. Astaghfirul rabbi wa atubu ilayhi. Astaghfirullah 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 rabbi wa atubu ilayhi. أستغفر الله ربي وأتوب إليه 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 لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني من الظالمين 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 لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل مولا ونعم النصير غفرانك ربنا إليك المصير حسبنا الله ونعم المولى ونعم النصير غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ونعم المولى ونعم النصير غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير حسبنا الله ونعم المولى ونعم النصير غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ونعم المولى ونعم النصير غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ونعم المولى ونعم النصير غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ونعم المولى ونعم النصير غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ونعم المولى ونعم النصير غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ونعم المولى ونعم النصير غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ونعم المولى ونعم النصير غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ونعم المولى ونعم النصير غفرانك ربنا وإليكل مسير قاد أليا مزهر الأجي تجده أونا لك في النول هم وغم سينمي ولا يألي ناد ألي مزهر تجده أونا كل هم وغم سينجلي بولايتك يا مزهر الأجا تجده أونا لك في النوايب كل هم وغم سينجلي بولايتك يا ألي يا ألي ألي ناد ألي مزهر الأجا تجده أونا لك في كل هم وغم سينجلي بولاي يا ألي نادي المزهر الأجايب تجده أونا لك في النول هم وغم سينجلي بولايتك يا ألي يا ألي يا ألي نادي أليا مسهر الأجايب تجده أونا لك في النوايب كل هم وغم سينجلي بولايتك يا ألي يا ألي نادي أليا مسهر الأجايب تجده أونا لك في النوايب كل هم وغم سينجلي بولايتك يا ألي يا ألي يا ألي نادي أليا مسهر الأجايب تجده أونا لك في النوايب كل هم وغم سينجلي بولايتك يا ألي يا ألي يا ألي نادي أليا مسهر الأجايب تجده أونا لك في النوم كل هم وغم سينجلي بولايتك يا ألي يا ألي يا ألي نادي أليا مسهر الأجايب تجده أونا لك في النوايب كل هم وغم سينجلي بولايتك يا ألي يا ألي يا ألي نادي أليا مسهر الأجايب تجده أونا لك في النوايب كل هم وغم سينجلي بولايتك يا ألي يا ألي يا ألي Finally, I would like to recite the Kalima-e-Shahada. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله وأشهد أن عليا أمير المؤمنين علي الله When the Kalima-e-Shahada is pronounced without the ashhadu, I bear witness, as we do in the second part of our dua, then the pronunciation would change and it would be simply La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullahi wa aliyun amirul mu'minina Aliyullah. Please forgive any shortcomings this recording and may Mawla Khudawan give all of us strength and the spiritual courage to do more and more zikr and divine remembrance, and to remember His holy light in every pore of our beings and in every moment of our time. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Aleem.